This is Bob Wynn with A View from Here. You know, it's just amazing to me how politicians and government employees can look you straight in the eye, tell you a lie that you know and they know is a lie, and then expect us to believe them. It is really outrageous, and it tells you something about how the ruling class sees us ordinary citizens. They consider us to be beneath them, and they believe we've no understanding of anything other than whatever BS they feed us and expect us to believe. I, like most of the nation, have been watching the horrendous attack by Hamas on Israel that started this last Saturday. Not a military attack, but one of unrestrained viciousness and open hostility towards innocent civilians. Now, these so-called operatives, who are really just petty terrorists, are probably afraid to engage with military professionals who would undoubtedly end their lives quickly. Innocent civilians pose virtually no threat to them whatsoever. But what really amazes me is the attitude of our government officials toward this unprecedented, horrific attack. While the media is describing it as the 9-1-1 attack on Israel, our leaders are downplaying the viciousness and the violence of this action. Where was the president? He was missing in action as usual. While the slaughter of innocent civilians was happening in Israel, the White House was enjoying a barbecue with live music for staffers. Now, supposedly the president was on the phone with world leaders, yet it took him a full 4 days to finally make a public statement. Missing in action is probably too tame a word to describe his actions. And then we have the liberals. Oh, yes, just because Hamas has killed over 1,000 innocent Israelis, just hold on, back down, and negotiate to end the conflict. Can you imagine? What a load. If another country staged an unprovoked attack on, say, our state of Oregon, and killed over 1,000 people, do you suppose we just say, oh, calm down, we can negotiate a truce? Well, maybe our Oregon leaders would, but most other leaders would be outraged and demand retribution. Also, where is all the money and weaponry coming from? I mean, we've depleted over $100 billion and a vast amount of our military supplies in Ukraine already. Now we hear the government asking private industry to kick it into high gear to help support munitions. Bluntly put, we're a nation that owes $33 trillion we can never repay. We have to help our ally Israel, and we will, but it's time to understand the gravy train of money going out of the U.S. day in and day out has got to stop, and instead we need to be ready to help when a crucial time really comes, like right now in Israel. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.